I want to welcome into the conversation now Dr. Oren Amatay, registered psychologist, to talk a bit about the psychology behind a mob mentality. Dr. Amatay, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks, Jeff. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. It was kind of interesting to watch this unfold in front of us yesterday in Baltimore, because here we had the funeral for Freddie Gray. Things seemed to be peaceful and then took off from there. And we've heard reports that this started on social media. People were communicating with each other. Give us your perspective on a mob mentality and how protests grow and turn violent.
Well, there's a few things. The number one issue is the sense of anonymity. When you're part of a group where you think that, you know, you're not going to be held accountable for your actions, you're far more likely to do things that you normally wouldn't do. So that's the first thing. And, you know, even a study done a couple of years ago, it was an experiment, they showed that just putting sunglasses on people, they were in a room where they were playing a game, they knew they were being observed by others, but just this illusion of having anonymity by wearing sunglasses made them significantly more likely to cheat, you know, in a game that they're being observed by others. So that's number one. Number two, you know, when you're involved in such a tense conflict, you're not going on logical thought necessarily. You're going on emotion. So all it takes is a couple of people to, you know, to tap into that emotion and, you know, redirect it. And in this case, into criminal behavior. It's not that difficult to ignite the spark.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I think you're right. People feel safe. There's safety in numbers, right? And they feel as if there's enough of us, we're anonymous, we can get away with anything and everything.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's mob mentality.
Now, can you look at this mob mentality, and can police learn from it, manipulate it in some sort of way to try to stem the tide? Because we're hearing from police in Baltimore that they felt as if they just had to back off, stand down, because they just were simply overpowered, outnumbered.
Yeah, I mean, this is difficult because, sadly, we know that there are agent provocateurs who will go in and actually try to rile people up for many various political and other nefarious reasons. So that's the wrong thing to do, obviously. The right thing to do, it's hard because I think it was Baltimore's mayor who got in a lot of trouble for saying that we gave them space to basically tear apart our town.
Right.
She's saying, you're manipulating my words. So to give people that space, on one hand, if you're feeling outnumbered, you know, you can't try to quell a huge crowd like that and risk your own life. On the other hand, you're sending a really bad message when you're saying, well, you know what, take the space, take the city, you win for now.
Yeah, do you think that the mayor, is she culpable, responsible at all here for those words? I mean, she's now trying to claim after the fact that they were twisted, but when you hear those words, it was pretty clear what she was saying. She may have misspoke, but she did say that.
Yeah, I mean, I think she has to be culpable for the words. I don't know what she actually meant, if she didn't mean what she said. It seemed pretty clear. And when you watch the video and you see people driving cars that they just stole, rioting and, you know, just tearing apart the street without any police presence, it sort of sounds like, you know, that it played out as she had said.
Yeah, I think it was an irresponsible thing for the mayor to say, but having said that, it does not absolve those that rioted of their responsibility in this.
Absolutely not. And this is a sad thing. I mean, when you get rioters like this, you're taken away from the real message, which, you know, and Allison a few minutes ago was stating quite eloquently. You know, this is a matter, is a dire matter. It's being played out over and over. It's not new. It's historically been happening. And a lot of people are just all too eager to focus on, you know, the small number of people who really riled up the crowd, agitated them, and now have taken this into, you know, it's no longer a protest. This is mass criminal activity.
Yeah, I just got like 30 seconds or so here, but is there anything that we can learn and take away and the police can from, because we've seen it in Ferguson, we've seen it now here in Baltimore. Like you say, it's a small, almost criminal element or contingent that want to kind of co-opt these, I'll call them opportunities to create mayhem.
Well, what they need to do is get people to, they have to infiltrate these groups and find them and weed them out. And you have to have more manpower, but it's not about standing around and trying to, you know, kettle them. It's about being inside and making sure when you see the spark being ignited to try to quell those sparks right away so it doesn't blow up into what it has.
Dr. Amatay, appreciate the time and the perspective as always.
Thank you as always, Jeff.
There's Dr. Oren Amatay.